So, Rita, can you describe what happened on Linwood Court?
Yeah, so this morning, Indianapolis firefighters were dispatched to 4431 Linwood Court at the Pangea Courts Apartments for a reported apartment fire. Multiple calls came into 911. Crews got there and saw a heavy fire coming from a first floor apartment with multiple people trying to evacuate the building. They made an aggressive attack on the blaze and simultaneously started throwing ground ladders on both sides of the building, made entry into the building, and removed about 20 occupants from the building. So for the first 15 minutes, it was all hands on deck. Everybody was moving, trying to get the evacuations complete and get the fire put out all at the same time. So pretty busy for about the first 15 minutes. Of the 20 occupants that we brought out, 14 of them were transported to area hospitals. Fortunately, none with life-threatening injuries. And we had, and of the 14, I believe 10 of them were adults, or I'm sorry, 10 of them were children and three of them were, I'm sorry, it was 13 patients. 10 of them were adults and three of them were children.
How did they get stuck?
Three adults. I'm sorry about that. Now I'm all confused. So okay. 10 of them were children and three were adults.
Okay, my bad. How did they get stuck? Why couldn't they get out?
Well, what the occupants are telling us is that they did hear some working smoke alarms activate in the building. So when in an apartment building, they are required by law to have smoke alarms in the common areas, which is the hallways of the building. But residents are required to maintain a smoke alarm inside the actual apartment. So there was smoke alarms or a smoke alarm that activated in the building in the common area, but the residents tell us that smoke alarms activate in that building all the time, so they kind of become immune to it and don't really take any action. And so in this particular case, they thought it was the same old with here, you know, another smoke alarm's activating. It's 9:30 on a Wednesday morning. And so they just didn't move. And then all of a sudden smoke kept filling up the building and filling up the building. And then it was heavily charged with smoke. And when they decided to finally take action and evacuate, they were faced with heavy, heavy smoke conditions and a large volume of fire on the first floor. So, you know, just a warning to people, although you may live in an area where, you know, smoke alarms do activate all the time, but you should never ignore a sounding smoke alarm. Evacuate the structure. Let people investigate and see if there's any threat of smoke or fire. We get it. Smoke alarms go off when people, you know, burn food or whatever. But you just want to not, you don't want to become so immune to the sound that you don't take any action, because it's, this is what you find out today when you've got a lot of people that remained in the building for too long of a time. And it could have been an absolute disaster had they stayed in a minute longer. I mean, smoke inhalation is probably one of the worst things that occupants can face when they're in a heavily charged building like that. It can render you unconscious in a matter of minutes. And so, fortunately, nobody was injured critically or even seriously, but it's just a good reminder that if you do hear a smoke alarm, evacuate the structure, evacuate your home, and then let firefighters come in and do an investigation and see what's going on.
All right. Any idea what started the fire?
No, not at this time. The person that is the occupant of the apartment where it started was one of the patients transported to the hospital, and she did not indicate, by the time that I had sent out the information, she had not indicated what she thought may have started the fire in her apartment. However, it's part of the investigation, and if they let me know, then I'll be sure to let you guys know.